National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hi, welcome to Vacation with the Griswolds. I'm Lisa Griswold.
Hey, and Steve, we're back again this week. We're going over to Colorado.
Yay! Colorado's cold right now.
It is. And we were just, we'll have to do another show. We just came back from, I can't remember now, Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos.
It was a little sunny and warm there. But we figured
very sunny. But that's another story. Because today we are going to be talking with Stephanie Wilson. She is an integral part of the Vista Verde Ranch, and she's been there for over 20 years. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me, and welcome back from the beach, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole nother show.
It was sunny and warm, and the kids
It was not sunny.
Well, it wasn't sunny.
It wasn't warm.
It was sunny for 6 hours out of 4 days, but yes, it was kind of, but the kids still had fun, and we still haven't taken our kids skiing.
They've never been skiing.
I don't think, and we're in Georgia, we're in Atlanta, Georgia, so they do see snow occasionally, and they get very excited, you know, maybe once or twice a year.
But it always means no school, so that's why they get excited.
But no snow. So one of these days, we'll have to get them over there to go snow skiing.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to bring them to Vista Verde and start playing in the snow.
I think we could do that. They would have a lot of fun. All right, so I want to know all about the Vista Verde Ranch. This is in Colorado.
We're just north of Steamboat Springs in a little town called Clark, but most people know Steamboat Springs better than Clark. So we're about 20 miles north of Steamboat,
okay,
up the Elk River Valley, actually.
Okay. And what would be, let's say, the number one reason someone comes to the ranch? And I know that it kind of differs based on season. So let's stick with January. Why are people coming there now?
Well, I think people come to Vista Verde because they want adventure, they want beautiful scenery, they want to try out something new oftentimes, and they want it done very nicely. And probably the biggest thing is, though, they want it to be easy. And you as parents understand this, that vacation sometimes can be pretty overwhelming. And I think that's why a lot of these, you know, Mexican all-inclusives are very popular, but there are not a lot of domestic all-inclusives, and so we get a lot of people who come to us because they're looking for something that's kind of one-stop shopping, and they can have all their fun and everything taken care of, and it is just that. They get to the ranch, and they check into their cabin, and the meals are taken care of, the activities are taken care of, they get to choose from a huge menu of activities every day, and it makes it a really easy vacation for people to try out a lot of different things and learn a lot of different things, and experience a beautiful Colorado scenery too.
I think you're right that families don't want to bother with anything these days outside of, you know, let's figure out where we're going to go and some general things on what we want to do. But the all-inclusive concept domestically at a ski resort, that's awesome.
It makes it nice because you...
Well, I mean, not a ski resort, but, you know, in a skiing environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice because you you figure out the budget one time, because you know, when we've done a few, so you can budget it, you can pay for it in advance. You don't have to worry about going out to dinner and then getting that bill and being like, oh, we didn't.
Yep.
This was $300.
Well, and I'm a mom, so I think the further I've gotten into motherhood and the crazy life of kids and work and all the stuff we're juggling, I appreciate it more and more and more every year. And as you know, we're planning our spring break right now, and I'm thinking, oh, I wish I had a Vista Verde I could just go to, because it is just easy. You know what you're going to get into, and it's funny because we'll joke about it's a budget vacation, and not that Vista Verde is cheap, but it's one you can budget for. So you know what it's going to cost you. And I love watching our guests make decisions based on what they feel like doing, not any other reason. You know what I mean?
You're right.
A lot of times you're thinking, well, do we want to go do this, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever, fill in the blank. Well, it's going to cost $200 a person. Oh, shoot. And then we're going out to dinner tonight where they're just going, I feel like going tubing today. And that sounds awesome. And my husband wants to do a horsemanship clinic. And that sounds awesome. And that's how they're choosing their day.
I like it. It's true to the whole all-inclusive, just come, unpack, and then let us take care of everything attitude.
Yeah. And it feels good to have this, from my point of view, of us being the service providers and us becoming friends with our guests and really enjoying spending time with them. It feels really good and really honest to provide an all-inclusive experience.
Okay, so all-inclusive. What's your definition of all-inclusive?
That's a funny question.
Well, it's
it
true.
It really is pretty much soup to nuts. I know you're right, because it's not all the same other places. So for us, it's lodging, meals for the adults, beer and wine, all the ranch activities. And so you mentioned January. What is that this time of year? That's backcountry skiing, which includes instruction, equipment, gear, all that. If they want to try other kinds of cross-country skiing, like skate skiing, we'll do lessons in that. Horseback riding, which is anything from a horsemanship clinic. We have those every morning in our heated indoor arena. So if people want to stay inside for the morning, they can. And then trail rides in the afternoon, which is not, it's not like summer trail rides, but it's still, it's amazing to get out on a horse in the snow, and it's just beautiful. And then we have sleigh rides, and we have tubing. We have throughout the week yoga classes and a cooking class and a wine tasting and photography workshops. When there's kids at the ranch, we've got a kids program. I mean, I can just go on and on. There's so many things to choose from, and that's all included. So it really gives people a ton of different options, and I think it's very appealing for groups of people who may not all have the same interests, because they can split up and go different directions and follow the thing that interests them.
Okay, so what would you say your average temperature is for this week?
It's been chilly in the mornings. We've been dipping into the negatives early in the morning before the sun comes up.
Ouch.
Then warming up to, high 20s, low 30s. So just right there at freezing. But the thing is, you know, 30 degrees here on a sunny day is beautiful. I went out for a skate ski today, and I was stripping off my jacket and my sweatshirt, because it's just, once you're out moving around, it's so pleasant.
Nice. Okay. I don't think you've quite convinced me that 30 degrees is nice and time to strip off the jacket, but okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah. I know, coming from Georgia, you probably can't wrap your head. And it's a different, when you've got that temperature, it's going to be different because of humidity. We're out here, you've got all, it's such a dry climate that it's not biting.
Oh, that's
like
nice.
It is, well, when you've got the humidity.
Yeah, we were in Chicago over the holidays, and we were dipping easily into the double digit belows. And it's cold, but then you've got that wind in Chicago, and it just bites through you. So I can appreciate a nice, mild, cold temperature without the wind.
And, you know, we get our fair share of, you know, real winter, hope you have some good warm clothes kind of temperatures. But Steamboat's known for having, there's some stat about having the most sunny days or something like that, where we do live in a very mild climate for winter mountain town.
Now, what are your, I guess, the most popular excursions that people, like if you were going to go and only be there for a few days or only had a couple of excursions that you were going to be able to take in, which ones would you recommend?
Honestly, it's going to depend on who you ask. It's funny, I was actually just working on some blog posts, and I asked three different guests to plan out their five perfect days at the ranch. And every one of them was completely different. So I think you get the people who just fall in love with the skiing experience, and they want to do more and more of that, and they want to work on their technique. You get the people who fall in love with the horses and the learning. And then you kind of get the, you know, jack of all trades, master of none folks who try this and try this and try this and try that. And we meet everybody where they're at. So if you just want to try a little bit of everything, great. If you want to dive into things and go deeper, I think that's maybe where I would say Vista Verde really shines, is we have such depths to each of our programs, you know, with horsemanship. We've got a professional horse trainer who's teaching clinics every morning. We've got really well-qualified wranglers who can work with people and teach them. The ski program, we've got an amazing group of guides who have a ton of backcountry experience. And so you can really master a sport or an activity, or you can just dabble in them all and try them all. So for me personally, I think I would do a horsemanship clinic. I would go for a backcountry ski. I would do a wine tasting with our chef because he's just wonderful. It's fun to sit around and drink good wines. I would go tubing because even adults need to giggle like children. And I don't know. The list goes on. It's hard to pin it down.
Yeah, I'd be there for some
snowmobiling.
Okay. I'd be there for some of those fun activities because I'm definitely a kid at heart. We only have about another minute, let's talk about some of the, we'll touch on some of the kid activities and, and then we'll continue when we come back.
Okay. Well, one thing that you made me think about kids earlier when you mentioned your kids not having seen snow, I have all felt Vista Verde is an amazing place to introduce kids to snow. And I think we get a lot of families, say around spring break time or Christmas and New Year's, who come out whose kids have never been in snow before, because it's a really easy environment to try out snow for the first time. And everything's right there. It's easy to get back in, you know, inside to change if you get cold. Okay. And there's so many different things they can try.
Okay. So let's take a break real quick. And then when we come back, I want to hear about those kids' activities.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at griswoldradio.com. That's griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, we are back with Stephanie from Vista Verde Ranch in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and talking a little bit about kids' activities out at the ranch. And we didn't get very far.
Well, you mentioned tubing, and I thought to myself, Stephanie, I was thinking, like, that's even cold in Georgia when I go down one of those rivers. And then I saw the picture on the website.
Oh, here I
still go. I saw the picture and I was
different,
like,
kind of tubing.
I was like, oh, the kids are tubing in the snow. I thought maybe it's like a summer activity there, and it's probably still kind of chilly.
Wow, Steve.
Yeah, see,
and
that's
you admitted that.
That's the difference between tubing in Georgia and the tubing in Colorado.
Up in Chicago, you say you're going skiing and you're going in the white fluffy stuff.
Yeah,
and then you grew up in Florida, so skiing to you is water skiing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's sledding, or I guess maybe not tubing. I like it though. Snow tubing.
Okay, so please, Stephanie, enlighten us about some of these snow activities with the kids.
Yes. So kids are like puppies in the snow, and it's one of my favorite things is to see these kids who have never been in the snow before, because they show up, they get out of the Suburban. They walk through the doors. They might grab a cookie in the cookie jar if they stop fast long enough, but pretty quickly they're out the door, flopping themselves into the snow. And the parents are just appalled, like, oh, Johnny, get out of there. You're going to get snowing, because they just can't get enough of it. And so we have such a good time taking the kids out and, you know, building snow caves and going tubing. Snow style. And
yes, thank you.
You know, getting Steve's them out sake. On the sleigh. We go out and feed the herd of horses on the big sleigh, and they're throwing hay out and teaching them how to snowshoe and ski. But honestly, if the kids can just be on horses and be tubing all day long, they're pretty happy. That's what they want to be doing.
Now, how much snow is there? Is it like nice white powdery snow?
Winters can range from 2 to 400 inches a year.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a lot of snow.
Imagine a fence. A lot of times the guests who come in the winter don't know that we have fences at the ranch because they're covered.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'd get lost in that much snow.
You could, yeah. It's pretty amazing. And I don't know if you've heard it, the Steamboat has coined the term champagne powder, but the light, fluffy, kind of pick it up and blow it off your hand and it just
scatters. Oh, it glistens in the sun.
That's the kind of snow we get. It's amazing. It's not good snowman snow, though. So that can be disappointing for the kids because it's usually too light and fluffy, but it's good for everything else you want to do with it.
Nice.
Yeah, it doesn't stick to you. That's good.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
All right. What else can the kids do? Can they take the horses out?
Yeah. So we'll take them out on little trail rides. We'll do a lot of games in the arena in the wintertime. In the summertime, they do a ton of trail riding, and, you know, they'll ride out to a creek and then they'll gold pan with some air quotes there. And they go out on And yeah, the kids actually will come back and be like, I got gold, Mom. And the parents are like, great, you can pay for our vacation. But we have an antique fire engine. We take them on and go out to this fun boulder field and have ice cream and just lots of fun adventures outside. I mean, our goal is to keep those kids outside as much as possible. And they are exhausted in the summertime, especially. They are filthy, just disgusting at the end of the day because they've been playing hard. Half the time they're melting down because they've had so much fun. They're so tired, but it's such a wonderful place, I think, for a kid to be. I love seeing even my kids in that state because you just know they had a healthy day.
I'm looking up airfares. I'm coming out there.
Is it? Now, are there like kids programs where the adults are doing something, or are they doing it together as a family, or you could do both?
Your choice. Yeah. So we have a kids program morning and afternoon. And then, you know, you come down and have breakfast together. The kids can go off and join the kids program, or you can do something as a family. And I, you know, my favorite was when I see families kind of split it, where say the morning, you know, mom, dad go do some more adult oriented activity, maybe really hard ski in the winter or aggressive hike, or hey, take the morning off and open a bottle of wine and sit in the hot tub. And then the kids go do the kids program and then meet up for lunch again. And in the afternoon, then they go off and do something as a family together. And I love that because it gives everybody a chance to have a vacation. And you two know it's hard when you're traveling with your kids. Sometimes it's not as much of your vacation as their vacation. And this is the best of both worlds.
And you're not being overloaded.
Wonderful family time.
Yeah, you're not family overload. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. I did want to know, as far as adult activities, culinary classes.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Well, we have the most amazing kitchen staff. Charlie McGlynn is our executive chef. Jason is his chef de cuisine. And these guys, they're professionals. They are so talented. They are the kindest, big-hearted guys you've ever met. And so they're wonderful to have around our guests. And a lot of times people hide the chefs back in the kitchen at resorts. But we want to get our guests involved with all our staff. And so they do a wine tasting each week. They do a cooking class each week. During the winter, we actually do a beer tasting as well. And it gives guests a chance to hang out with these guys. And it's a very casual setting and a lot of back and forth conversation and a lot of learning, a lot of fun, a lot of laughter. And it's just a fun way to do something. Maybe you're a little tired too from being outside and trying out all these different adventures. It's a great way to have just a kind of more relaxed afternoon and take it a little bit more easy.
So what's an example of something you would make in one of these classes?
You know, it varies. Sometimes they'll be very hands-on. Sometimes it's more of a demo. Okay. They might show guests how to make homemade pasta. They might show guests how to make some neat appetizer just that they can make at home. It can really kind of change season to season and depending on who the guests are in the class.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, if you've got like two people in there, it's like private lesson. I like that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, are there any culinary classes for kids?
You know, we'll do little fun things with them, but it's usually pretty low key just because the variety of kids and their interests can vary so much that it's hard to please everybody.
Cookie decorating.
Now, did I see fly fishing maybe during the spring or summer?
During the summertime, it's great. We have a good group of guides who know the rivers around here, and we have stock ponds right on the ranch. We've got fishing on the rivers just nearby, and then we've also got access through the Rocky Mountain Angling Club, which gives us gold medal water access. There is a rod fee for that if people want to go on that, but we take everybody from total novices who've never fished and teach them the art of fly fishing up to people who are avid fishermen, fisherwomen, and get them out on the rivers for some really wonderful fishing.
Now, we had a guy on last week's show who actually, he's in Asheville, North Carolina, and he actually takes people out to forage for their food, and they find edible plants. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and then they can take it back and cook it up. So now can you
That's
do that?
Real farm to table.
Yes. So it was kind of interesting. So it was, you know, and he has all these people that come on. There's different levels that he had of that, but you could maybe, you know, maybe, I don't know if you do that with the fishing, at least where you catch it and you can bring it back and just teach them how to prepare it or something.
We actually typically do catch and release.
So okay.
Just because of the way things are in Colorado, how we like to maintain our rivers and all that.
Okay.
We try to stick as much as possible to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we are down to 1 minute already, but I want to know really quickly about dog sledding.
Oh, it's amazing. So we have this outfitter. It's such a bucket list thing. Our outfitter does something that most dog sledding outfitters don't do, which is you drive your own team. So you show up there, and it's a zoo. The dogs are barking. It's so overwhelming. It's crazy. You think, what did I just sign myself up for? They're yelling instructions at you, and they're hauling the dogs around, and they get you on the sled, and they kind of show you what they're doing. And again, you're thinking, what did I just sign up for? So one person's in the sled, one person's driving. And then, you know that saying, release the hounds?
Yes.
They do that, and it goes dead quiet. It's, these dogs just want to run. And so you're on the sled, and you feel like you're out there by yourself, and your little passenger's all bundled up in the sled, and you're driving, and you think nobody's watching you, but they are. They're out on snowmobiles keeping an eye
on
everybody.
Hold on. All right, we're going to break right here.
What if bravery loves company? Stop wondering and start wandering now. Get 30% off every guest and up to $200 to spend at sea on Oasis of the Seas sailing from Port Canaveral. Adventures start from $5.99. Fill your next vacation with new discoveries and no limits. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. This offer ends soon.
Contact Pixie Vacations to start planning your Royal Caribbean vacation today. 678-815-1584 or pixievacations.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, so I cut you off, Stephanie, right? You know, you're getting all excited about the dog sleds, and the dogs were getting excited, and they wanted to go. They have it in their eyes, and they just focus.
Yeah, I know. I was so excited because it's just so much fun. So you get out there, and it's about a two-hour trip, and one person drives the first half, and then they stop midway and tie up the dogs, and everybody takes a little break, and you switch out, and then you're going to be the passenger and the other person drives. And I think the funniest part is people think you're just sort of passively sitting there. But if you're actually driving a sled, you kind of have to work a little bit. And so my experience was that when I went, we're going along and I'm thinking, oh, this is wonderful. And then we got to a hill and the dogs kind of started slowing down. And finally they just stopped and they looked back at me like, hey, lady, step it up here. So I had to jump. You know, there's the cues. You have to jump off the sled and start running. So it's such a hoot, and it's such an amazing experience.
Yeah, she gets to go to a lot of places, and I sometimes have to watch the kids, but she was in Alaska, and she didn't get to do dog sledding, but, I mean, I keep hearing the stories of how cute the little husky puppies are.
Yeah. They're not necessarily huskies. They're sled dogs, but they're not all, you know, those huskies with the blue eyes and all that. So if they've got the will to pull, they will pull. If it's in them.
Yeah.
But
what they want to be doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to do a seminar, I suppose, with, it was on the Jeff King homestead, the Husky homestead. And he, winner of the Iditarod, and just awesome. So the dogs, there's, like you said, they're just ants in their pants, jumping around, can't wait to run. And as soon as they're running, they're like, nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Okay, so I love animals, so we're going to stick with animals. Horses. There are some beautiful horses on the ranch. How many are there?
Yeah. We have over 100 horses in our herd.
Ah, wow.
I was not expecting that. And
it's amazing. We've got a huge herd of horses, and every morning, summer and winter, we run those horses in from pasture. And I've been at the ranch for over 20 years, and it still stops in my tracks. And I just stare off into my happy place watching the horses run by. They run in, pull out the ones we're going to use, and then run them back out at the end of the day. They have a wonderful life. It's, you know, it's not pampered and stables and blankets and all that, but they live like horses are supposed to live. And it's just a beautiful thing. We've got a great group of horses in our herd.
Okay, very cool. I'm just so just taken by them. The majesty of the beast. So,
well, and I think what surprises people, and maybe not, people have been around a lot of dogs, they sometimes aren't as surprised, but how much they all have their own personalities and how much there's a pecking order in the herd. And, you know, it's a little society, just like us. And there's the bossy ones, and there's the ones that are more timid, and there's the one who kind of has attitude, and all the paint girls hang out together, paint being those horses that are like black and white or brown and white, and just funny little dynamics that you see about that. And one of my favorite times during the summertime, we do once a week, we do happy hour with the horses, and you get your glass of wine, you walk out into the pasture and meander around, and they're all kind of in there settling down for the evening mode. And it's really neat for people to be able to get in there and just watch the herd dynamics and see where their horse fits into it and see their horse's personality in a different setting.
Okay, So I want to move on to more specifics about the ranch itself, more about the accommodations. So it's not huge, but it's not like this tiny little bed and breakfast either. So tell me more about the ranch, the accommodations, who's there, what one could expect when they stay there.
Yeah, so we're small as far as people go. We can accommodate about 50, maybe 55 on a really busy week. Guests during our adults only time of year, we're only more like 30 guests, but we're big obviously as far as acreage goes, about 600 acres. But on that we've got 13 cabins and then 3 lodge rooms, and their cabins range from 1 to 4 bedroom, and they're all different. They're all set up differently, different decor, different layouts, and so they really fit different parties, you know. So what we typically do is when somebody calls up to book, we find out a little bit more about who they are and what their dynamic is, and then we'll tell them what we think fits best based on what's available, because they are really all a little different the way they're set up, and some work better for some groups than others. So we also have about 60 to 70 staff depending on the time of year, so it is pretty close to a 1-to-1 staff to guest ratio, which allows us to give really personalized service and also just have our staff have a sustainable life, too. Not have to work 7 days a week like a lot of resorts.
Okay. So you were talking earlier about everyone comes down for breakfast. So is it just like open seating, or is it on your own time or scheduled? How does that work?
Yeah, great question. So we do have set times for meals. So there's a lot of flexibility within everything we're doing, but there is structure to the program. So, you know, say breakfast is from 8 to 9. You show up sometime between 8 and 9, grab a seat. People will mix in together. Sometimes some of the meals the staff will join in. So it's like being in a little town. You get to know everybody. All the guests know each other. They know each other's kids, if their families. They get to know all the staff. So very social. Neat people, I guess I would say. You know, we just get the greatest folks who come here. They really are. I mean, it's great. We get people who are adventurous and smart and interesting, and so we get a lot of guests who get to know each other over the years, or even just over one stay, and become friends, and all hear stories about them going to visit each other after, you know, sometime later that year. We have the staff get to know the guests, and the staff was just telling me they're going to go visit some guests next spring when they're off, and some other guest is helping another former staff get a job, and so it's just really neat how people get to know each other and develop these relationships, and I think that's what brings people back to the ranch. They come the first time for this beautiful facilities and amenities and great service and activities, and they come back because of the relationship, because it just feels like coming home.
Okay.
Now with it being an all-inclusive, do most people come and stay and just kind of, you know, make that their home base and stay at the ranch the entire vacation? Or are there other things to do outside of the ranch where, you know, they make sure that they want to go to one of the towns close by and go shopping and spend the day?
Okay. Pretty much people come and just stay. And even, you know, I remember this one party that stood out to me because they were avid downhill skiers, and they were going to go downhill skiing every day. And they came to the ranch, and I think in one week they went downhill skiing one day, because they were just like, we don't want to leave. This is too much fun. This is so great. Why would we leave this place? So it really kind of sucks people in, but it's in a good way, just because there's so many cool things to do. And I think it just really becomes... It comes back to that ease thing where people just go, it's just so easy to be here. It's
really now, how do you get there? Where would you fly into? And then how do you get from, I guess, the airport to the ranch? Do you need a car? Is there shuttle service or?
Dog sled.
Dog sled.
Great question. Yeah, dog sled works. We'll send a horse to the airport. So there's a couple ways. In the wintertime, we really encourage people to fly right into the Steamboat Aden Airport. And the airport code is HDN, like Harry, David, Nancy. And that's just because then you don't have to worry about driving in the snow. That airport's about an hour from us. We'll pick them up, bring them back to the ranch. Summertime, though, I should say about half and half, as far as half the guests fly into the Hayden Airport and half the guests just fly into Denver and drive up, because it's a gorgeous drive. It is about 4 hours, I'd say. But I think for people who want to explore a little bit along their way, it's a nice way to do it.
Okay. What was I thinking? I was wanting to know more about some of the extra events that you do. I saw something about hot air ballooning. You do that?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. So in the summertime, the outfitter comes up to the ranch. Our guests get up early. It's, you know, 6:30 or so. They get up and go get in the balloon and fly early in the morning over the ranch. And the pilots, you know, I don't know if you know much about hot air ballooning, but the pilots have some control. Really, when it comes down to it, they're just following the currents. So yeah. They usually try to land right on the ranch, and sometimes it's a little closer, sometimes a little further away. But I think it's really fun in the summer to do that because these guests have been out riding these trails all week or hiking these trails, and you get to see, oh, there's that lake we went by, and there's this and there's that. But such a neat opportunity. But that is an additional charge. There's a couple of things like that. There's also a massage that would be additional. In the wintertime, the dog sledding and snowmobiling are also additional.
Okay. So during the summer, the structure is a bit different where it's a Sunday to Sunday stay. And
yeah,
we're
great question.
You know, coming to the end of this segment as well, so I hate to bring up a whole new topic with 1 minute to go. But how many people are in a session, so to speak?
Yeah, so we get about 50 or so guests each week. And yet, as you said, they all arrive on Sunday and depart on Sunday. It's really fun because they get to know each other a little bit better that way. Wintertime, it's just a 3-night minimum. So people come and go any day. So just a little bit of a different setup there. The summer is, I think, just such a neat thing to do because it's fun to have a flow to your week and sort of a beginning and an end.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. And, you know, if you have 50 people, typically, how many would you say would be kids? And then we're going to cut to the next segment.
How many people would be what? I'm sorry.
How many of those would be kids?
Oh, I'd say maybe 15 or so, 15 to 20 of those are kids, and the rest are adults.
All right. Very good. All right. We will take a break here, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact the Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at GriswoldRadio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, GriswoldRadio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear,
a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
Okay, we're back, and I want to talk about something. It's a little different in the summer for you. You have a different kind of program for the tweens and teens. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. So we talked a lot about the kids during the wintertime, and during the wintertime we do have a kids program, but during the summer it gets a little bit more broad, which is we have a kids program, a tween, and a teen program. And the reason for that is we just get more kids in the summertime, and we just actually started the tween program last summer, and oh, I wish we'd done it sooner, because that age in between there, they're not quite ready to do as much as adventurous stuff as what we're doing with the teens. They're not socially ready to do some of that, physically ready, but they're not the little kids anymore. And so that's been a real hit for us. So how we break it down is 6 years to 10 is the kids program. Then 11, 12, and 13 is the tween program, and then 14 to 17 or so. Sometimes we'll have little kids who jump in just because it's fun, but then those are the teens. And it really is neat to be able to break the activities down. So they're doing different things. Every once in a while, they'll end up kind of converging and being together, because it still is a small enough place that they all know each other, and some of them are brothers and sisters. But okay, we're able to be a lot more age-specific and age-appropriate with our activities, and that's a fun thing for the kids.
Okay.
And just from looking at the photos on the website, it looks like it's a phenomenal place to kind of go for the holidays, to go for Christmas, to kind of get into that Christmas spirit early, snuggle up by the fire.
It's like a Norman Rockwell painting. There's sleigh rides going by and kids sipping hot cocoa and there's snow falling out. I mean, literally, I see Norman Rockwell paintings. I'm like, there you go. That's Christmas at Vista Verde.
So when does that start? Is that like right after Thanksgiving that the trees are up and some of the decorations are going and run through early January? Or what's the best time to do that if you want to get there for the holidays?
Well, so how it works for the holidays, so we actually open mid-December for the season. We wait until we definitely have good snow and then we open up. And so we have a Christmas week and a New Year's week. And those two times are week-long stay options. And that's when we do a bulk, during that Christmas week, we do a bulk of the Christmas activities. Now we have the tree up and the lodge is decorated and the snow is falling and all that through the whole month of of December and into January. But really the big heavy Christmas stuff is that week, which is, roughly like the 23rd to the 30th this year, I think were the dates. And families get to decorate their own Christmas tree and fit a tree in their cabin, and there's caroling and a huge Christmas feast and just lots of fun stuff.
Okay, so this makes me wonder then, you said you wait until you have enough snow. What are there times during the year that you actually take off and you close the ranch and you get to relax?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So
the way we're set up is we close down in the fall. So at the end of October, we close for about a month and a half. And then that's when the snow is starting to accumulate, but it can be muddy and mucky and just kind of, most of us want to leave. It's called mud season.
Okay.
And then in the spring, we close down for April and the first, and actually most of May. And that's when the snow's melting away. And again, it's just kind of a tough time of year to get outside and really play in the outdoors because you're in that in between. The snow's still there, but it's kind of just mucky. And so we all work all the way through the seasons, and then that's when we take time off, and we have staff do some amazing adventures during the off season.
Neat.
We could cut our own tree down like in the Griswold Vacation movie.
Oh. Yes, yes.
Wow. Had to go
but
there.
We won't have the whole light problem. We'll have everything decorated for you. How about that?
Chestnuts on an open fire?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had chestnuts on an open fire? They're not very good. They're kind of gooey.
I kind of like them, but just because it represents that time of year.
Yeah.
And you can't help but sing that song.
At least the ones I've had are always, they're like boiled. When you open them up, and they're kind of like boiled peanuts.
Okay, that's not chestnuts roasting. That's chestnuts boiling.
I know. That's why I got confused.
And then heat it up again.
Ugh. Maybe there's another version of chestnuts on the prefer that I need to try.
It's boiled peanuts, too, so.
Boiled peanuts are all right. The chestnuts are not.
Okay. Nuts are meant to be crunchy. Sorry. Unless it's peanut butter.
So how
then
do you.
Fine. Okay, I digress.
What's the best way? Now, you could book this through us because, you know, we have. Just go to grizzledradio.com. Is there a website they should go to also to find out more information? Or?
Yeah, I mean, definitely call. If they've got a travel agent like you who knows the ranch well and knows who's a good fit for us, absolutely. They should give you a call and set up through you. If not, call us directly. Go to our website, and we can talk to you a little bit more about who we are and make sure we're the right fit for you. So the website's www.vistaverde.com. The phone number is 800-526-7433. And we're just kind of an old-fashioned friendly place. We don't book online. We do like to chat with people. And so, you know, it's a small enough place. We really want to make sure this is the right vacation for everybody because we want it to be a total hit out of the park for anybody who shows up.
Okay, very good. How far in advance do people typically need to book?
For the summertime, I know this is going to sound crazy, but 9 months is not too soon. We have weeks already that are filled for the summer. For the wintertime, you know, the holidays definitely book up a little earlier, but there's definitely a lot more flexibility in the winter. It's not as busy of a season for us. So, you know, you could still book your spring break. If you wanted to come out here in March, you could still book it. We've got some room in March still.
Okay. Have you ever sold the whole ranch out, like, to one party? Like a
yes, it's
corporate
amazing.
Event or something.
It's a lot of work, but it's just, yeah, for like a big anniversary or something like that. It's such a neat experience because they get to totally customize their schedule and how we do everything. And it's just a hoot.
Yeah. And if they don't want Brussels sprouts, they can't,
right?
You know, they can make you not serve
Take
them.
Your menu.
Yeah. Okay.
Although we're pretty dang accommodating. So if you don't like Brussels sprouts, the chefs are going to bust out something totally different for you. So,
okay.
Those AAA ratings, we get them for some reason there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to ask one last thing on a solo escape.
Oh, yeah.
What is
it's
that?
It's a great place to come for solo travelers. And the reason is I think it's intimidating. And oftentimes it's single women, but even single men. It's just, it's safe. It's friendly. You're a part of a community. So you don't feel like you're alone. And it's just a really wonderful place for people who are traveling by themselves to come and be a part of something bigger.
Yeah, I think there is a lot to be said for that community feel when you're with the same group of people. You're checking in on Sunday, you're checking out on Sunday, and for 7 days you're together doing everything, eating and playing and laughing, and you really get to bond and make some lifelong friends. I think that's
I don't know if we have time. I have a quick story about that.
Okay, you have about 20 seconds.
Okay. Okay. Two women, they came in the fall, single, both from United Kingdom, met each other, became best friends, booked the next year to come back and share a cabin, and they've been doing that ever since, just great friends. So neat stories like that come out of the place. Yeah.
Well, that's neat. Yeah. All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And if you're interested, go over to www.vistaverde.com to get more information on booking your next vacation in Colorado. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds? Go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before...
Biz Talk Radio.